All right, welcome to today's blog post. I'm going to record this for you. Now, what happened was is I did the blog post, and then I forgot to do the recording, and I went to a coffee meeting, and I actually took the advice that I was writing about today in the blog post, so it's great. Today is all about, not chasing people, and it's about, building a strong business by adding value and helping other people out. So that's what we're going to talk about. The question today is, what do you want to be known for? Before I started building my business and taking on large clients, I had no personal brand. I didn't blog, I didn't network, or do anything that allowed me to stand out. I was simply like a lot of people, stuck doing a bunch of stuff and wondering where it was all going. Now, realistically, looking back, it totally makes sense why I went through these periods of totally being stuck. People weren't taking me seriously. My business wasn't getting much traction. Basically, I was invisible. The general feeling was one of doubt and that I should just give up and stay working in a job or a J-O-B, right? I've often found myself in that space of fear and not sure about the future. How many of you guys feel like that, right? But a few years ago, something shifted for me, a turning point, an aha moment. It was when I realized that my role is not to be the smartest, not to promote services, and not to try and beat the competition. It's simply to help others get what they want. But what was the catch? Well, it was going to take a ton of work to make sure I was always giving to those that needed my help. Yikes! So, to build a powerful personal brand, you need to stand for something. And people need to learn what you stand for. Consistency is key. When you present yourself consistently as an insightful, professional, and helpful leader, people will start to take notice. You will begin to establish genuine connections with others who believe the same way you do. As you continue to grow your brand, your connections expand and opportunities are definitely going to present themselves. What inspired me to write this today was an article by a guy named Brian Horn called Frank Kern's Secret to Success is Simpler Than You Think. Now, if you don't know who Frank Kern is, well, you're definitely missing out. The truth is, we are so bombarded by information and marketing hype every day that we've all grown tired of hearing people make promises. Then we sign up, we buy, we subscribe, and then get let down. It actually happened to me yesterday when I bought a new ebook on some goal setting that I was excited to read. I thought it'd have a unique spin. Right now I'm building a goal setting program, and I thought, this is great. I'm going to read this book and get some insights from it. And essentially the book was 84 pages. The first 20 were just a personal story that was mostly bragging. The next 40 were an explanation why you need to follow the program. Then there's about a half page bullet point list of the program itself. Week one, do this. Week two, do this. And then the last few weeks, do this. Followed then by 10 pages of selling the online coaching program they were offering and 10 pages of pictures. Needless to say, I was not impressed at this $8 purchase because I felt misled, duped, and insulted. Have you ever had this happen to you? Going back to Frank Kern, here's what Frank Kern says about marketing, and I love this. Metaphorically, if you have someone who's hungry and you give them a little bit of food, you've only whetted their appetite and they're going to be hungrier. So the methodology I like to use is pull instead of push. You make your marketing itself valuable to the end user, and when you do that, they come to you. You don't have to chase them. You don't have to use the hype. You don't have to bash them over the head or any of that. Just demonstrate you can help them by actually helping them. It's a novel concept. I love that quote. How about you? What are you doing with your own brand that has enabled you to be a thought leader? John Hall, CEO of Influence & Company, says that even if you're uncomfortable with the attention, the spotlight is no longer optional. People are going to talk about you and your business, whether you want them to or not. Therefore, it's critical that you actively manage your reputation. Now, are you doing the work today that will create success long term, or are you simply selling day in, day out? That's a question you want to ask yourself. And it doesn't matter if you're in sales, have a startup, or just trying to advance your career, you should be thinking about your personal brand today. So, what can you do to stand out? Well, the first one I'd say is set up a blog. For starters, you can set up your own simple blog and share ideas, resources, and insights that help a specific audience. The key there is helping. I took a killer online course from the guys that learned to blog this past year, and it gave me all the tools I needed to start my site quickly. I've got a link here, an affiliate link, where you can click on and join their program. If you already have a website and you haven't yet tapped into the power of content, what are you waiting for? The biggest lessons I've learned from writing on my site over the past few years are, 1, share personal stories. People connect with humans. It's weird, right? Be helpful. Give tips that your audience can apply to their lives. Give away your best stuff for free. Most people I talk to think they should hang on to the good stuff. And this is, elaborate here. It's something that I've had to learn over a while. A lot of us feel like, you know, we have to hold on to our best material. And so we give away, you know, the sort of the mediocre stuff. Give away your best stuff and make them want more and they'll come screaming for you. Next one, be consistent. Schedule it, post it, repeat it. That's it. Be unique. Even though there are 68 million blogs and even 500,000 podcasts and growing daily, there are massive opportunities to stand out, but you have to be different. There's huge room in the marketplace for people that are unique. Build a list. Now, this is a big one. The probability of someone finding you again is very low. So offer them something of value to get their email address and stay connected so they can stay linked with you. Hardly ask. If the first question you ask is, how do I make money with this? Then you're asking the wrong question. That last point is emphasized in Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Jab, 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 Right Hook, How to Tell Your Story in a Noisy Social World. He's built a massive business by following his concept of give, 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 ask, or jab, 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 hook. Too often I meet people who want to build an online business and they focus on their funnels, monetizing, Facebook, ads, etc. And they start focusing on it before they said anything of value. The goal is to just start writing, sharing, and building a community and audience. And then when people follow you, that's when you can start to ask them to pay you. Big step number 2, network and offer to help. This one's a bit tricky because we don't want to get into endless coffee meetings, right? But there is a huge number of people out there who would prefer to buy from you if you would just go and connect. Now, the catch is that you need to learn how to connect properly to add value to those around you. And I've got a video link there. You really need to get others to believe in what you believe and want to see how you'd be a good fit. The best way to do this is to stop talking about your own business and ask awesome questions about theirs. No matter what their business is, find a way to offer to help them. So examples are connect them with potential customers. Ask them who their ideal customers are and think about someone you know that you could introduce them to. Send them resources. Is there something they said that triggered you to think of a resource you could send them? A book, a PDF, a video, etc.? Invite them to an event. You got a golf tourney coming up, a speaker series, a workshop, something going on that you can get them involved, they find value. Another one, especially in networking, is connect them with someone else in the room. As they speak, who else would they really connect well with? Go grab that person. Do you know anybody that, you know, shares the same, hobbies, interests, even tone of voice, all that kind of stuff? Introduce them to people. It's a huge, powerful networking tool. And then, of course, invite them for coffee. If there's a real, genuine connection, ask them to meet another time for a quick coffee to see how you can help each other. But here's the thing. Set the expectations for the coffee to avoid confusion. Is it going to be a casual chat? Will you be pitching ideas at each other? You don't want to have surprises or poor communication on this one. All of this should be getting you to think differently when connecting. Get their business card and send them whatever you promised, right on the back of their card so you don't forget. I see far too often people networking poorly. I had an idea today. Perhaps we should start a group. What do you think of PANP? People Against Networking Poorly. I like it. Anyways, go and network in your community and offer to help with no expectations in return. You'll see it pays off over time. And as I mentioned today, as an aside here, I just had a great coffee and we sat down, we just sharing ideas and looking at how our worlds collide. And through that, I came up with some ideas that he could help and he could apply to his business right away. And it's awesome to be able to help somebody and get their eyes light up and share ideas and values. So try it. Number 3, the big one is provide value to others online. This is a neat one. Did you know that you can quickly build your brand and thought leadership by going online and helping people in forums or by commenting on other blogs? You know, LinkedIn is a wonderful place to start where you can find groups in your niche and post your insights to help those within it. You can also do the same thing in Facebook as part of your daily activities. Instead of taking pictures of the sandwich you just made or posting revealing photos of your cat, you can share things with your network that they would find valuable. You may be wondering what value you should be offering. Well, that could be just the kick you need. Start by reading and building your insights on the topics you care most about. What experiences have you had that can help others avoid potential landmines? Now look for people asking questions and use some of the ideas from step 2 above Provide them resources, contacts, customers. You'll be shocked at how fast your goodwill can skyrocket your brand and increase your connections. Now, here's a big warning, though. Remember that promoting yourself, products, or services can throw up big red flags online. So when you're offering to help, perhaps just provide a link to your site, you know, LinkedIn page, and let others find you. If you're perceived as being overly promotional, your efforts will have a backwards effect. You got to trust me on that one. And then cool, if you're on the blog, you can demonstrate expertise without being promotional. Click to tweet right on. Again, the main key to your online interactions is to be consistent. Also, have fun. Be someone who others would be excited to connect with. Look at all of your online profiles and ask yourself if you're interesting. I always say to everyone, it's not that they're not interested, it's that you're uninteresting. Get interesting. Now, are you being interesting? That's a big one. Is often when I'm coaching, especially salespeople, they say, I'm not getting my calls returned because people just aren't interested. It's not true. Now, big tip number four is offer more to your clients. Look at what you currently give your customers. What else can you add to help them? Can you give them extra bonuses, thank yous, introductions, etc.? What can you do for your existing customers that you were just thinking of doing for potential ones in step two above? See, when you focus solely on extracting the most today cash from your customers as possible, you miss a massive opportunity to think about the lifetime value of those same customers. Today, to build a strong business in the market, you have to have loyal, raving fans and a thriving customer base to build on. Now, I'm going to leave you with that thought today. You need to dedicate the time it takes to build a strong personal brand. It will open up massive opportunities and make your life so much easier. And at the bottom here, I've got a top secret announcement. I'm looking for some people to test my new online training platform and try some of the courses for free. I've just created the page to join, and there's a link here on the blog. I have just finalized the course called 21-Day Success Habit Transformation. I'm also working on a goal-setting plan and some selling programs, so there's lots of stuff that's going to be on there. Now, feel free to sign up using the pay buttons, but the secret is at the very bottom of the link to the page there. I have included a link that allows you to create that free account and start taking the first course. I'd love to get feedback and have you post in the forum of the course. So check it out and let me know. And also, if you notice anything weird in the way that the site works, just email me, let me know. All right, that's it. So if you like this post, please remember to share it. Share it with your friends and see if you can help share this love and the value. And again, if you haven't done so already, at the bottom of this, there's a link to download the free personal branding ebook, which will help you start to build the profile that you're trying to build and connect with others. I'd love to hear some of your comments below, and I look forward to talking to you on the other side. Talk soon. Bye.